Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Thank you to Miss Utility. They brought us a cake because it's 8-11, yep. And August 11th is National Safe Digging Day before starting your summertime do-it-yourself projects, like putting in that new deck, refreshing your landscaping, even installing a mailbox. Contact at Miss Utility of Maryland at 811. You can learn more at missutility.net. So it's a big cake.
It's a huge cake.
It's got bulldozers on top.
It's a man's company.
Yeah, but the chocolate is inviting.
Yeah,
it's going to be delicious. Might have to have a piece.
Sure we did. We went to a Kelsey set up. We did a Swiss chocolate making class in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. You did everything. You did everything there. Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, I came back with three bars made. Just follow their instructions.
It survived the trip.
I mean, it's kind of like, no, I didn't bring my chocolate back.
Oh, okay.
I think I pummeled my, I made three bars. I think I pummeled my first bar by the time I got back home.
Right.
That night. So I don't know what happened with my other bars. Might still be at the Glacier Hotel.
It seemed
Hotel.
Like that's a thing, because my daughter, when she went to Greece, she learned like how to make tzatziki and all this stuff. You take like a cooking class.
I'm sure it's a touristy thing. I mean, you see cooking classes here and... Yeah. Painting classes and everything.
Did you do a cooking class in Italy?
No.
Oh,
In Italy, we stayed with my cousins.
I actually had fun doing it. These guys laughed at me when
I
told them.
So you did it. What'd you do?
You're making pasta and everything?
Yeah, I just made a pasta dish. It was cool.
Did you make your own pasta?
Great wine.
Like, is that the deal? Like, you make your own pasta?
Yeah, yeah. Made our own pasta, cut it up.
Right.
I mean, the sauce was kind of provided for you, but you know, added all the, you know, the onions, tomatoes.
Did you ever try to come home
had
and
great,
replicate
great
it?
Great bottles of wine.
Did you replicate it at home?
No. My wife, yeah, but not me. Did.
You know what was maybe the hardest part of the trip, besides the driving, which is stressful in the mountains, is just the language barrier. My cousins speak zero English.
Wow.
And I don't speak Italian. I can get by with a little Spanish. And I was using the Google Translator all the time on my broken phone. Like, that's hard. And then showing up to... I'm just showing up to my dad's village and I didn't even know where we were going to stay. Like, they knew we were coming and kind of gave them a ballpark of when I was going to show up, which is part of the reason why I hated stopping for so many pee breaks, is you just show up in the middle of the village. It's a town of 140 people. When my dad was there, it was 100. So it's expanded to 140 people in the mountains, kind of isolated. And you just show up in the center square, and then you just hope for somebody to scoop you up and tell you where to go. And so we went over to my cousin Gloria's house, and then I'm just kind of a captive of whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
They're trying, you know, they want to show us places. So we went on, I didn't know I was going to go on another cliff walk, but we went to this church. It's not even really a church. It's on a cliff, way up high. You have to walk around for about 10 minutes. Now, there is another way because there are buses that go a totally different route. But for whatever reason, we went the hiking way because that's what my cousins wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's why they're skinny.
The amazing part is the church, five churches on top of this mountain, built between the year 1000 and 1900, five different little chapels.
So you stayed for 3 days with a family that did not speak English?
We stayed two nights there, and then we went to Lake Garda, which is like the poor man's Lake Como.
Yeah.
They had an apartment there, and we stayed there.
Gotcha.
And they probably hate us because Kelsey broke a key to get into the it was kind of a, I mean, just imagine a place like Ocean Pines or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the lake is about 5 or 10 minutes away from the lake, a little apartment complex, really nice pool, but gated. And Kelsey snapped one of the keys. What are you going to do?
That happens.
Like, we just left the keys there for him, and I sent the message.
That would have been
awkward
to stay with a family that did not speak English.
I told them, I mean, I was happy to be there. Like, it meant a lot.
Well, I'm sure it
did. To be there. But I told them I'm going to study Italian for 2 months when I go back.
Oh, good.
Probably in like 3 years. Because it's really difficult, even with the Google Translator.
Yeah. All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Yeah, fill me in.
Play the music, please. All right, of course, the entertainment.
Did you read it yet? Because during the commercial break, you're like,
I was reading some. Right. I was reading some. I was eyeing that cake, that Miss Utility cake. Entertainment base driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified, pre-owned, and brand-new vehicles right there on their website, bmwfairfax.com. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. You know, Valdez is handing me this story. We were talking about it earlier, actually, off air. Michael Jordan finished second in the White Marlin Open, $400,000, catch 23. You know who finished first? Tommy Horsecamp's boss, Danny Goff.
Danny G, yep.
Danny Your former Goff. Classmate at the Matha, right?
Well, he's a little older than us. Yeah. Danny Goff won that thing, $3.9 million. Now, Danny's been part of teams before, but he wasn't the top guy. This is the first time he's been the top guy.
Yeah, I read the story. Top guy. Apparently, he's been competing in it for 36 years.
Yeah. Well, $4 million, is that what the
winning prize? Well, they get to spread it out.
Yeah.
But just amazing.
And you can always say you beat Michael Jordan.
He beat Michael Jordan. How cool is that?
I wonder where MJ was hanging out down there.
I know he goes to Secrets.
He does. He does like Secrets.
My son has seen him out there.
He has like a private room at Secrets. I think he has a private room at Fager's. Like, mm-hmm. You'll see him out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But $400,000, and by the way, the difference appears to be 1 pound. Danny Goff's that won was 72 pounds. MJ's team, what they pulled in, 71 pounds.
Wow.
Now, how does this work, Valdez? You can help me. Do they get to only bring in one, and you got to just guess that that's going to be maybe a competitive one?
I'm not exactly sure.
Can you bring in as many big ones how does that work?
I'm not exactly sure, but you would think that you can only bring back one.
So if you get one that's like, say, 69 pounds, you go, oh, this is going to be competitive.
Right.
What do we do? Do you have like a tank you can keep it alive in, and then you keep, you know, chumming for more? I don't understand the game. I need to know the, like, how does that work?
I don't know. My guess is you would probably put it on ice or something.
But you can't donk it off.
If you put it on ice, it's not going to kill it.
It won't. It'll stay alive.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can put it on ice and then keep trying to get, because then, you get someone radios in. Oh, somebody's got a 70 pounder.
Or I got
to
stay out here. Got to get a 71.
Now I'm going to look for, right?
I'm guessing they have some sort of leaderboard back at the
it's
dock.
It's probably on a computer. They can access.
Yeah. And you can see where you are and know that if you
maybe that's what it is. Yeah. This was not good enough. Don't even bother putting it on ice.
Does Danny have somebody that goes out there like the week before?
I'm sure.
And will chum and will know exactly where the school are swimming around that week?
I'm sure. I'm sure he knows all the tricks. He's been doing it for 36 years, he says.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. I mean, you can't win it without being super sophisticated, right? He's not going out there lockboxing it.
You got to scout. Yeah. You have to like pre-scout where they're at.
So right. Just to get into the tournament, it costs $1,500 per boat. But those people that only put up the minimum $1,500, they're only eligible to win $50,000.
Right.
They say to land the seven-figure sum, that They have to pony up various Calcuttas, which are essentially side bets.
Yeah, some are as
Goff
much
says
as 50.
There were 20 Calcuttas this year, each costing from anywhere from 500 to 10,000, and that his boat put up the maximum amount in each category means they spent another 57,500 before
it's crazy.
Basically stepping on the boat.
Yeah, and then he's got to pay all his guys, got to pay all the fuel, all the costs. He's rich, rich.
Oh, so yeah. He's got stupid money.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, though, this is the number one thing in his resume. To me, because I didn't go to DeMatha, the number one thing in his resume was he sent Horsey to the dry cleaners, even though Horsey was a loan officer.
Yeah.
Only thing that I know is that Horsey was like his
he was
assistant.
He was his assistant, and that meant go to the dry cleaners, pick up his Chinese food.
Right.
I would love to know if he still does that. That would be hilarious.
Well, they say Danny lives in Ocean City full time now.
Yeah.
So I got a text out to Tommy. I'm like, he lives in Ocean City? Really? So Tommy's probably running the whole show over there.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anyway, congrats to Jordan, 400K. But more importantly,
Danny Goff.
Congrats to our buddy Danny Goff, who pulls in 3.9. Just the rich get richer. Believe me, he don't need that. All right, weapons.
Well, Jordan doesn't need it either.
But it's got to be a thrill. You win it. It's fun. Weapons tops the domestic box office, holding off Freakier Friday. Did anybody see Weapons? I saw they had a cam version on our little thing. Did you watch it?
I saw Weapons.
Yeah, you did. You watched the cam.
All right, hold on. Don't say anything. I was going to go see it today. My wife wants to see it. I want to see it. I was planning on seeing it today or tomorrow because it's $5 Tuesday tomorrow at one of the theaters near my house. But
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What are you giving it?
I give it a 4 out of 5.
So it's legit.
I think maybe my expectations were a little high heading into it.
Okay.
But it's legit. It's a good movie. Might be just a little bit long, maybe by 15 minutes, a little long.
All right.
But it's entertaining. It's definitely creepy.
Is it scary?
There's definitely some jump scares.
Okay.
It's creepy.
All right, I'm going
to
see it.
I actually know nothing about the movie. I know we're going to have Kevin on a little bit later to talk about it.
It's about Valdez could correct me, but it's about a woman who's a teacher. And 17 of her 18 kids in her class go missing. Is that correct?
Yes. At 2:17 a.m. the night before, all 17 of her 18 students go missing in the dark.
Right. So I guess they think that she had something to do with it.
Yes.
And the girl who plays the teacher is Ruthie from Ozark.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Julia Garner.
I'm just used to her yelling.
I know, she's awesome.
This one at least sounds like, all right, sounds compelling. Right? You can make a case for it. Yeah, sounds interesting. The second one, Freakier Friday.
This is what we always said, just real quick, is it based on a true story or completely fictional?
How could that be a true story?
I don't think so.
Are you okay? I don't know.
17 kids from one class all get missing? I mean, that'd be the world's greatest serial killer.
That would be one of the biggest stories ever.
Right? It's implausible.
He's got vacation brain.
Oh, yeah. It's based on a true story. It could just be on two kids missing.
All right.
Apparently it's not.
But anyway, it beat Freakier Friday, which I think is just more of the same crap, you know, just remakes. Freakier Friday, which is a remake of the 2003 Freaky Friday, which did $193 million. This one opened to $29 million. They have to be thrilled with that, yeah. I would think. I mean, you dust off Lindsay Lohan, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis in it, I assume.
I think she is. Yeah.
Dust them off, put them out there, mm-hmm. and you get $29 million. Probably, I don't know, probably do at least $100 million domestically, right?
You know what I watched on the plane? And I liked it. The Accountant too.
You did?
I did. I actually liked it. I think it got panned.
That one got smashed, I think, right?
I thought it was all
right. Right.
Hey, it killed time.
That's correct.
And you didn't have to pay for it.
Right. What else is out there? All right. Halle Berry. Her first husband is who? Do you remember?
David Justice.
Oh, that's right.
And I think he recently did that. Is it the Up and Smoke, All the Smoke podcast? I saw some clips from that with Matt Barnes and, God, who else is the other guy?
Stephen Jackson.
Yeah, Stephen Jackson. And he says, first of all, I remember I saw a clip where he said, you know, Moneyball was based on that A's team that he was a part of. And one of the key figures in there, mm-hmm. at least according to him, was him. And he says, none of it was accurate. None of it was true.
Overhyped. Shocker.
Whatever. But he is saying that when he was married to Halle Berry, that they broke up in part because she didn't cook her clean.
Really?
He's old school, Lurch.
Yeah, I saw his
He's
quote.
Old school.
It's like, she don't cook, she don't clean.
So, I don't know. I mean, they're well to do enough.
I was going to say, haven't they made enough money together that
they have?
They wouldn't need to...
I mean, certainly, yeah, financially it wouldn't be a need.
Maybe he wanted a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, but maybe, yeah, he wanted his woman to show
probably
her,
an excuse.
Show some love.
Like, what's Halle Berry's side of that story? I mean, I have no idea.
I don't know.
How long? I feel like they weren't married that long.
They weren't.
And I'm sure David Justice could get any, as hot as Halle Berry is and as beautiful as she is,
right?
He can get a million Halle Berrys.
Right. And finally,
I think they were only married 3 or 4 years.
Last but not least, Howard Stern has been in the news lately because apparently Sirius is just, they're done with it. They're not going to pay him $500 million anymore. Although he may still sign a restructured deal. I guess that's still up for grabs. But according to his people, he's re-energized. And no matter what happens, he's not going to let somebody else end his career. And if he's either going to re-sign with Sirius or he's going to sign with somebody else. And he's going to prove that he's the best interviewer in media. Whatever. That's not what got you famous, buddy. I'm not expecting him to throw hot dogs, you know, in girls' asses. But, these interviews, if you listen to them, and I'm a Stern devotee for 30 years. Stopped 5 or 6 years ago when he got crazy. They're all the same thing. They're all the same questions about how you started and your journey. Like, literally the same interview to the same people every single time. There you go.
But, I don't begrudge them.
But
make your money.
No one has managed their career better. That I will say. No one.
I have zero interest in that man.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in or anything. Tom Lavera is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.